Hello and welcome. My name is Katosep and I'll be your host for today's video game of the day. Since the first episode of this show, we have stayed in the post-NES era of gaming. Today, it's time to go back to the days of the Atari 2600 to talk about today's game of the day, Pitfall. Pitfall was developed by David Crane and was released by the company he helped co-found, Activision. Pitfall has players play as Pitfall Harry, an explorer who is hunting down 32 treasures scattered across the game map. If players do not find all 32 treasures within the 20-minute time limit, they lose. Players can also lose by losing all 3 of their lives. Throughout the journey, they must jump across crocodile-infested pools or contend with scorpions in the underground tunnels. As was common in the Atari 2600 days, players' only tools to survive included moving Pitfall Harry and jumping to avoid obstacles. While rather simplistic by today's standards, Pitfall resonated as one of the prime examples of the burgeoning adventure game genre of the time. Pitfall was quickly ported to the ColecoVision and Intellivision, along with PC versions for the MSX, Commodore 64, and Atari 800. When it was launched, players could send photographic proof of obtaining more than 20,000 points to Activision in order to receive a Pitfall Harry patch, a valuable collector's item today. Pitfall went on to become a major influence to the gaming industry. Many credit it with developing many of the side-scrolling mechanics later used in platformers such as Mario or Sonic. Pitfall is often listed as one of the best games of the Atari 2600. Several sequels would also be created, including Pitfall 2 Lost Jungle, also for the Atari 2600, and Pitfall the Mayan Adventure for the Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis. Pitfall was a breakout hit for Activision, which is now one of the largest video game developers slash publishers in the industry, helping to create games such as Call of Duty and Destiny. Want to see screenshots from Pitfall? Check out our new Instagram page. Links are at videogameoftheday.com. Also, please consider leaving us a review on Amazon. Our community has been growing, but more reviews will help spread the word even further. Check back here tomorrow for another Video Game of the Day.